thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And if you were with us this past Sunday, we kicked off a new teaching series called I Have Questions. And this series is all about making sense of the Bible when the Bible doesn't seem to make sense. And our big idea for our series is that God's word is trustworthy, even when it's hard to understand. You know, one of the most common criticisms that people will bring against the Bible is that the Bible seems to contradict itself. And there are verses in the Bible that at first glance seem to contradict one another. It's almost as if the Bible can't make up its mind when it comes to certain topics. And so during this series, we're kind of digging beneath the surface of some of these statements, some of these verses, in order to understand how they not only fail to contradict one another, but they actually give us a greater understanding of God and of ourselves. And this past Sunday, to kick off our series, the question that we tried to answer is, how do we know when to confront someone about sin in their life? How do we know when we're supposed to confront somebody or to address somebody about sin? Because the Bible seems to give us competing answers to this question. Proverbs 19:11 tells us this, that a person's wisdom yields patience, and it is to one's glory to overlook an offense. But then Matthew chapter 18, Jesus says this, that if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you, and if they listen to you, you have won them over. So Proverbs tells us it is to one's glory to overlook an offense. It's to one's glory to just let it go. But then Jesus tells us in Matthew 18 that if your brother or sister sins, you should go directly to that person and have a conversation with them about it. And if they won't listen to you, well, then you escalate the situation and you get more people involved. So which is it? Do we overlook an offense or do we address it? Now, what we need to understand is that these verses are not giving us competing suggestions or competing ideas. These verses actually complement one another. They're providing us with a greater understanding of the way that we're supposed to confront sin in a way that honors the Lord. And so in general, it is wise for us to overlook an offense and to just let it go. But if it rises to the level that we can't overlook it, that we can't look past it, then Jesus provides us with very specific instructions about how we are to go about addressing it. And so we looked at a few questions to consider and to think through to help us decide if something is worth addressing. And we talked about how this requires a true level of wisdom and maturity to decide if something is worth addressing. The four questions that we asked were these. The first one, is it sinful or is it a matter of preference? Meaning, is what they are doing sinful? Is it wrong? Or is it something that we just don't like and something that we don't agree with? The second question is, are they a brother or sister in Christ? Meaning, are they a believer? Do we have a common set of values and beliefs? Do we have a shared understanding of what sin is? Because Paul tells us that we are not to judge those outside the church, but we are to confront our brothers or sisters in Christ who are living in sin. The third question was, is this a major or minor offense? Is this something major? Is this significant? Is it worth addressing or is it minor? And kind of what we saw from these passages is that if it's minor, the wise thing is to overlook it. It's not worth jeopardizing the relationship by addressing it. But if it's major, if it's a significant offense that we can't overlook, then we are to follow Jesus's guidance and to go to that person in private and address it with them. And finally, the fourth question that we asked is, what is your natural tendency with conflict? Are you someone who tends to pursue conflict, where you have no problem speaking your mind and telling people what you think? Or are you someone who is more conflict averse and you tend to avoid speaking truth because you want to avoid having difficult conversations? And so if we're somebody who tends to pursue conflict and we have no problem sharing our thoughts and our opinions and we're on this mission in life to correct everything that we think is wrong, then it might make more sense for us. It might be wise for us to dial it back and overlook an offense. But if we're someone who is conflict averse and we avoid having difficult conversations, and because of that, we won't speak truth to people that we love, we may need to take a step of boldness and to confront someone about sin in their life. We need to know our natural tendency with conflict. You know, scripture is something that we can trust. And because scripture is infallible and it's inerrant, we know that it's not going to contradict itself. But the more we study scripture and the more we read scripture, we see that all of it is pointing together in a single truth. And that it's not going to give us competing advice, but is going to complement one another and help us to live wise and God-honoring lives. And so I'm going to take a moment to pray for us now, and then to give you a chance to pray as well. And so, Lord, we thank you that your word is trustworthy, that it's true, even at times when it's difficult to understand or hard to make sense of. And God, we thank you for just the wisdom and guidance that you give us when it comes to dealing with conflict and confronting sin. And so, Lord, help us to be wise in the way that we confront sin in our life. Help us to know when to overlook things. Help us to know when we need to have a conversation and to speak truth and love. And give us discernment about the relationships in our life and about the way to handle things in a way that ultimately honors you. So, Father, we love you, and we pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.